This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. The New Mexico Department of Health today reported 1,286 additional known COVID-19 infections and 25 more deaths, raising the statewide totals since the pandemic started to 144,142 infections and 2,502 deaths. Counties with triple-digit increases in cases included Bernalillo, Doña Ana, San Juan, and Sandoval, while the additional deaths were reported in 12 counties spanning the state from Cibola, McKinley, and San Juan counties in the northwest to Eddy, Lee, and Roosevelt counties in the southeast. Most of those who died were in their 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, but several who died were in their 40s and 50s. A state district judge in Albuquerque ruled this week that the Bernalillo County Metropolitan Detention Center should not penalize medical marijuana patients under its supervision for using the drug. District Court Judge Lucy Solomon on Tuesday said the order applies specifically to the Metropolitan Detention Center southwest of Albuquerque. The decision stems from a drunken driving case where Albuquerque resident Joe Montano, who was convicted and sentenced to 90 days of house arrest in October 2019, was thrown in jail in November 2019 for having medical marijuana as a licensed patient. Court records show Montano had a valid medical marijuana card for several years at the time. County attorneys argued that because marijuana is still illegal federally, Montano was in violation of his agreement to comply with all laws. Montano's attorney said now licensed patients must be allowed access to medical cannabis regardless of if they are at home or in a prison cell. U.S. Representative Elect-Yvette Harrell of New Mexico says she'll be among Republican members of Congress who will formally object on Wednesday to the certification of the Electoral College tally of votes. Harrell said yesterday on Facebook that she would vote against certifying the Electoral College results in which President-elect Joe Biden defeated President Donald Trump. Harrell in November beat first-term incumbent Democrat Xochitl Torres-Small to represent New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District. She's set to be sworn into office Sunday, 3 days before the House and Senate hold a joint session to certify the vote results. Marg Elliston, chair of the Democratic Party of New Mexico, accused Harrell of spreading misinformation about the election and putting her own beliefs over the will of the voters. New Mexico went for Biden in November's presidential election. A judge of Montana has ruled an environmental group has no legal standing to challenge the specifics of recovery plans for endangered species. The case began with a 2014 petition by the Center for Biological Diversity that asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to revise and update its then 21-year-old species recovery plan for threatened grizzly bears. Federal wildlife managers declined, and the center took the issue to court. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen ruled December 23rd that endangered species recovery plans are guidelines, not rules, that can be challenged in court. The agency did update recovery plans for grizzlies in the Yellowstone and Northern Continental Divide ecosystems, but in 2019, a federal grizzly bear biologist concluded that reintroduction of grizzly bears in Colorado's San Juan and California's Sierra Nevada ranges would likely fail due to a lack of core habitat. This is KUNM.